Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized today. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports officials say Austin was being seen for symptoms related to a bladder issue.
The Pentagon says Austin was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center Sunday afternoon and that the White House, Congress, and the Deputy Defense Secretary had been notified. The announcement comes weeks after Austin was hospitalized in December for prostate cancer treatment, but didn't tell his deputy, President Biden, or the public that he was in the hospital. Austin went back to the hospital on January 1st with complications from the procedure and was transferred to the ICU. Austin later apologized for concealing the cancer diagnosis and treatment, saying he, quote, did not handle this right. A Pentagon spokesman said Sunday that Austin had transferred the functions and duties of his office to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
The White House says President Biden today urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take civilians into account in launching an offensive in Rafah to rout Hamas militants. This after Netanyahu ordered his military to come up with an evacuation plan for the city. And Pierce Hadil Al-Sarsi has more.
About 1.4 million Palestinians are sheltering in Rafah, crammed into tents, schools, and hospitals. Many of them have been displaced more than once, and now they may face another move after Prime Minister Netanyahu's call for a plan to evacuate before a possible ground invasion in the area. But many are at a loss. Where are they meant to go? Yusuf al-Sirsawi was displaced twice before arriving in Rafah. He says his family may have to go back north to the destroyed city of Khan Yunis. Their threats are to be taken seriously, he says. It isn't far-fetched that the occupation forces enter Rafah and finish their military operation. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
In Houston, authorities say a 5-year-old child is in critical condition after a woman opened fire in Lakewood Church today. Police say the shooter came in with a long rifle and a young child and opened fire. She indicated she had a bomb, but an explosive hasn't been found. She was shot and killed by police. It happened just as a Spanish language service was starting at the mega church. Charlize Annette Jackson, who was in the bookstore when the shooting happened.
I could see, but everybody at the bookstore had came out, so all the gunshots were coming in, but they was getting them in the elevators in the bunker where I stayed in, so they were shooting and they shooting, they came in, but I just stayed hidden.
At least one adult was also wounded. There's no word on a motive. The Super Bowl is taking place in Las Vegas between the defending champs, Kansas City Chiefs, against the San Francisco 49ers. Score at last check, 10-0, 49ers. You're listening to NPR News. From Washington. In Finland, former Prime Minister Alexander Stubb narrowly won the presidential election runoff today against former Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto. As head of state, Stubb will steer the Nordic country's foreign and security policy now that it's a member of NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The 55-year-old, who is on the center-right, will become the 13th president of Finland since the Nordic country's independence from the Russian Empire in 1917. Federal water managers have proposed a new water release plan to help threatened native fish in the Grand Canyon. But as Alex Hager from member station KUNC reports, conservation groups say the plan needs to go further.
It all has to do with dropping water levels in Lake Powell, the nation's second largest reservoir. They're so low that non-native smallmouth bass are passing through the dam and eating native humpback chub on the other side. Taylor McKinnon with the Center for Biological Diversity says physical changes need to be made to the dam.
The Bureau of Reclamation has lots of very smart engineers on staff, and the fact that they have not figured out how to do this today shows that they have not made it a priority.
McKinnon says that's a reflection of the federal government's inability to keep up with the impacts of climate change, which is the major driver of dropping water levels in Lake Powell. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
U.S. futures contracts are trading flat. Dow futures are up just a fraction. NASDAQ futures are down a fraction. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.